Pardon?
I think it was much smaller in France then.
Much more?
Smaller.
Oh, smaller. Yeah, well, you see, it's like, you know, you give some responsibility. Say you are running a business. You trust a person, give him some responsibility. And he fails you. Won't your society, won't your organization suffer? But the thing is, because others are continuing with their loyalty to you, your company or your organization still continues. And maybe momentarily there are some difficulties, but these difficulties will be overcome. Actually, it would have been better if they didn't leave. Right? If they continued, then, you know, naturally, ISKCON would have been much stronger today. But, you know, ISKCON incurred so many losses due to individuals who were given the responsibility who failed. Yes.
Maharaj, the way I see it is they all did the best of their abilities. And what happens now is people go away or people so fall down. It becomes more real in society.
Yeah, okay. That's true. That's true.
I'd rather see somebody as a human being with all the effects instead of somebody who's pretending as a big guru, all the tilaks and all the garlands and all that. You know, rather see the person become real.
And the reality is, of course, it is, I mean, one should not fall down. What to speak of? No, my point is, if one practices Krishna consciousness properly, then he will never fall down, whether he's a big guru or whether he's a new bhakta. But if somebody fails to practice the process the way Srila Prabhupada gave, then he'll have spiritual difficulties. And that's the reality. Right? But the thing is, the institution must continue with Srila Prabhupada's, which will Prabhupada's standard. No. Individuals, no. Institution means the collective society that has been given. It may comprise of individuals, but institution doesn't mean individuals. The individuals may be... Anyway, I mean, let's not get into disagreement. You know, try to understand what I'm talking about. Right? The institution... I mean, can... The thing is that we are not denying the individual, but I'm saying the institution doesn't mean individuals. Institution is institution. Individuals will come and join the institution. They will constitute the institution, but the institution is not just the individuals. The individuals with the principles, those who are following the principles and the standard that has been given by the institution. Like, what if the individuals are there, but if they are not following Srila Prabhupada's standard, then what will happen to the institution? So that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, just not the individual, but the individuals following the standard that has been given by Srila Prabhupada. So that's what the institution... Fine, you know, like, I mean, let's not just, you know, try to understand the point that I'm making. Right? The institution is given by Srila Prabhupada. Anyway, okay, maybe we can discuss later. Try to understand what I'm saying. The thing is, we're not denying the individuals, but I'm saying the institution is not just the individuals. That's the point I'm making. Not just the individuals. Institution is more than the individuals. Institution must have a standard. Institution must have a motto. Institution must have a policy. Right? And that is what has been given by Srila Prabhupada through his books, through his instructions. That's the point I'm making. Not just individuals, but something more than the individuals. Any other questions? Yeah, Shruti Dharma Prabhu. One of the most important remedy towards that is that senior devotees, leading devotees, should be very careful that they do not allow this envy to grow. Right? Don't give opportunities for individuals to become envious. And that's why we all have to become very humble. Like if you become more humble than a blade of grass, then no one will envy you. If you become tolerant, then, you know, where is the room for envy? And so that is, you know, you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the most perfect system. And if we follow that system, there won't be any room for envy. And so that is the first consideration. The second consideration is that we must educate everyone in such a way that they realize that they haven't come to Krishna consciousness to become, to breed or to harbor, you know, these negative propensities. And that means, you know, like, you know, teach the proper spiritual standard. Like, you see, envy is for material. I mean, envy is a material thing, material phenomena, for the material objects. Right? Like, no one actually becomes envious of one's spiritual progress. Right? Rather, one becomes envious of one's, you know, material position or display of one's prowess and accomplishments. So, individuals on leadership position should be careful that they don't allow this tendency to breed. That's the first thing. And then the second consideration is make them recognize that actually we have come to Krishna consciousness not for any material benefit. We have come here for spiritual benefit. So if somebody is getting some material benefit, there's no need for us to become envious of him. Like, we haven't come for that. So envy means, you know, desire for something that we do not have. And when you don't have, we become envious of that person. Why he has, why don't I? Right? But if I realize that that's not actually what I want, so there's no need for us to become envious. Like, say, for example, somebody is accumulating a lot of dirt. Right? Now, if I value dirt, then I'll become envious of him. Why he has so much dirt? Right? But if I realize that dirt doesn't have any value to me, I mean, I don't need dirt. You know, what am I going to do with it? Then, you know, no matter how much dirt he collects, I won't become envious of him. So we have to be constantly reminded of what actually we need, why we are here, what we actually want. And if we become concerned about the right thing, like, you know, if we become aware of what we actually want, then, you know, envy will not be, there won't be any room for envy. Like, I haven't heard anybody becoming envious of somebody's Krishna prem. Right? Although sometimes we use the expression, I'm envious of your spiritual advancement, you know. But in reality, we actually don't mean that. Rather, we feel happy about your spiritual advancement. And actually, if we are properly situated, then we'll aspire to develop that spiritual advancement ourselves. Does it answer the question, Shruti Dhanu Prabhu? So, any other question? Yes? Okay, so let me answer this point. You see, if everybody functions in his right, in a right way, then there won't be any conflict. If the GBCs function in a right way, if the gurus function in a right way, if they all actually function as a part of ISKCON, then there won't be any conflict. The conflict will be there when, you know, they don't work in perfect harmony. Right? That's the point I'm making. But when that consideration is there, then my point is the GBC is more important in the context of the society than the guru. Because the guru is representing the institution. Guru is not the absolute authority of the disciples in ISKCON. Because the guru is relative to the society. Right? And the gurus must function, you know, under the authority structure. The authority structure is the GBC body, the temple presidents, and so on and so forth. And when they function in that way, then everything will be harmonious. Right? Say the guru gives initiation and he helps the disciples to function under the temple authority and render service under their guidance to the temple. There won't be any conflict. Right? But if the guru gives initiation and takes his disciples away from the temple, then there will be conflict. Then the temple authorities will say, look, we trusted you. That you are going to help the situation, you help the individuals to become properly engaged in their service. And now instead of helping them, helping the temple and engaging them in the service of the temple, you are taking them away. Now is it fair? Is this desirable? I will say no. So that's the point that I am trying to make. So now you tell me, what's your second question? Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki. Yeah, the institution is the institution of gurus and disciples. Right? Where Srila Prabhupada is the guru. Right? And everyone else in ISKCON is a subordinate guru. The GBCs are gurus, temple presidents are gurus, initiating spiritual masters are gurus. The Bhakta program leader is a guru, right? Departmental head is a guru, right? So we have to see them, see all the gurus, right? So it is not that, you know, like guru means only initiating spiritual master, right? The guru means whoever is helping me in my spiritual life is my guru. And that way you have to see, if a new bhakta is helping me in my spiritual life, he is my guru. Right? It's not a just stamped designation, but it is a status according to the responsibility one is shouldering. And the more we develop this concept, more you develop this understanding, the more we'll make spiritual advancement. And more we will benefit the institution to spread Krishna consciousness more effectively throughout the world. It's a matter of our becoming engaged in the institution which has an objective to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. What is ISKCON meant for? Is ISKCON meant for just some devotees, some gurus to come and give initiation and make disciples? Just that? Or what is the purpose of ISKCON? Why did Srila Prabhupada create ISKCON? Right, to further Sankirtan movement. And how that is done? By propagating Krishna consciousness, by helping people to join the Krishna consciousness movement, by individuals becoming trained up to become devotees of Krishna, by assisting the devotees to further the mission by spreading Krishna consciousness. So that's the objective of this institution, and we have to be careful that we are properly engaged in those activities. Isn't it, Shruti Dharma Prabhu? Okay, so do you have any more questions? Okay. Yes, Pujarini. Well, he should consider, he or she should consider himself or herself very fortunate. Because our business is to become exploited by Krishna and his devotees. So the more we become, you know, surrender means, you know, allowing ourselves to be engaged. Now why, if somebody engages me in Krishna consciousness, why should I consider that to be exploitation? Or even if somebody exploits, right? Then there are two considerations. One should realize that why should I be exploited? And he uses his intelligence and doesn't allow that to happen. The other consideration is, like, if he's more advanced, then you know what he'll do? It's okay, let him exploit me. After all, I have come to become exploited by Krishna. And here is Krishna's representative who is exploiting me. And Krishna is seeing me from within my heart, my attitude, and he will reward me. He will recognize me. As I mentioned, like, it will depend upon the degree of your advancement. A less advanced devotee will use his intelligence and try not to be exploited. That's fine also. I mean, if it is real exploitation. But a more advanced devotee will allow himself to be exploited even more, thinking that this is Krishna who is testing me. Right? So it's a matter of degree of our advancement. I mean, I'm not saying that one should artificially try to, you know, act like a more advanced devotee when he or she is not. Act from the platform where one is in. Like, if you feel that being exploited is hurting you and hurting your faith in Krishna consciousness, then yes, don't allow yourself to be exploited. Use your intelligence. But if you are advanced enough, when you are thinking that, well, I am solely surrendered to Krishna, let Krishna decide what he wants to do with me. And after all, what am I losing? Everything belongs to Krishna, and if Krishna is taking everything away from me, I mean, what's the harm? Let Krishna take everything. Let Krishna even take myself. Yeah. So there is a difference. One is me being exploited, and when Krishna's property is being usurped. Right? This is Krishna's property. This is Krishna consciousness movement. When it comes to protecting Krishna consciousness movement, I will fight like Hanuman. Right? Or I'll fight like Pandav Senas. Yes, Radhaman. Yeah. Well, the initial response to that will be, you see, if everyone is functioning, if all the gurus are functioning for the sake of the institution or for the sake of Srila Prabhupada's movement, then, you know, even though they may have different standards, it don't really matter. Because ultimately the result is going to, you know, the main point, right? So that is one thing, one aspect of my response. The other aspect of my response will be that as an institution, there should be one standard. And then ultimately, if different individuals are kind of, you know, according to their own, you know, consideration, have their standard implemented, that's another thing. But the general standard should be one. And the general standard is that the candidates are, you know, authorized or approved by the temple authorities. It's not that the gurus are deciding, you know, who is qualified to take initiation or not initially. It is the temple authorities that actually recommend that, okay, now he is ready for initiation. But now it's up to the individuals and the gurus whether they will give initiation or they want to make further consideration of waiting or training. But ultimately, all the candidates are being engaged in the service of ISKCON. That's what really matters. That's clear? I mean, you can't really deny that, you know, like, you can't really standardize that everybody has to act in a certain pattern. The individuals will have their different considerations. That cannot be denied. Right? Like, you know, some will be easy to give, easy towards, giving initiation, and some others may be more difficult. But the main consideration is that all the candidates must be approved by the temple authorities and recommended by the temple authorities. there the gurus cannot interfere. Like even one who is very liberal in giving initiation, he may be very liberal in giving initiation, but he won't be able to give initiation unless and until the candidates have been recommended by the temple. Yes, something is wrong with you. By continuing to serve and waiting to experience the joy. You know, the process, the main thing is that Krishna consciousness is a very ecstatic process. Like, consider, you know, ever since you joined ISKCON, has your life become joyful or miserable?
More difficult
in which way? Okay, good. Okay, now why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why are you preventing your children from eating food from outside and taking the trouble to cook food at home? And why? Now, you said advantages. What are those advantages? Why have prasad? Now tell me, why are you doing all that? Isn't there an element of joy behind it? Didn't you find that this is better, that's why you're pursuing this? Yeah. Yeah, when you take to spiritual life, your material activities or material involvements become difficult. So what you're actually saying that you materially you're feeling difficulties, but spiritually how are you feeling? So that's what I mean. So spiritually you feel fine. So ever since you joined the movement, did your life become miserable or joyful? Did you join the movement for your material prosperity? Okay. And that's why you have to try to get out of this material nature and go back to Godhead. Right? And the more difficult material life becomes, it's actually a benediction. You realize how difficult material life is and you say, I don't want to be here. I don't want to stay here. Who wants to be here and suffer? So where do you want to go? Okay, thank you. Very good. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we all have joined ISKCON for that purpose. Go back to this state of eternity, knowledge and bliss, where we actually belong. So why should we suffer in this foreign land? Yes, Shruti Dharma Prabhu. Yeah, right. Right, yeah. And consider why spiritual life is difficult. It is difficult because of our material attachments. If the material attachments were not there, spiritual life would have been very easy. So it's difficult because we have to struggle with our material conditioning. So it's the conditioning that is actually hindering our spiritual progress. Okay, thank you for understanding. So, any other question? Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.